This is what the carrier concentration as a function of temperature and the chemical potential of an n-type semiconductor looks like. So in n-type semiconductors, the concentration of donors is much bigger than the concentration of acceptors. And the at normal room temperature, the concentration of electrons in the conduction band is about the donor concentration, which we know looks like this. This is the expression for the electron concentration, the effective density of states, times this exponential function. And you can just solve this for the chemical potential. So if you solve the chemical potential, it's a linear function of temperature. So here it is. It starts out, the pink line is the donor level. The red line is the conduction band edge. At low temperatures, the chemical potential starts up by the donor energy and then drops linearly. At high temperatures, then the chemical potential gets stuck in the middle. So this first part is called the extrinsic regime, where the carrier concentration in the conduction band is determined by the doping, and at high temperatures it's called the intrinsic regime, where the carrier concentration is caused by thermal activation of electrons out of the valence band and into the conduction band. And I just say one more thing, that if you look up here at the concentration of electrons in the conduction band, this red line, in this temperature range, it's really constant. And then when it goes into this intrinsic regime, it starts to follow the carrier concentration that you expect just for electrons being excited over the band gap. Okay, I better stop with this, and we'll keep going with semiconductors until the end of the course.